Thanks, Bray. Good morning. In a report received from Mendocino County Sheriffs this morning, last Thursday was a busy one for the war on drugs. Sheriff's officials worked with other agencies who traveled south to Ukiah, where they ran three different search warrants. The first turned up 230 large marijuana plants and nearly 5,500 in U.S. currency. Four arrests were made. The second warrant nabbed 280 plants and led to one arrest at the location. And next was to focus on open fields. Authorities eradicated an additional 335 plants from five different garden sites. No arrests in the fields, but police say there may be more arrests during the follow-up investigation. Fire crews battling the North Pass Fire near Covelo continue to battle the blaze, which is moving both north and into the middle fork of the Eel River. More than 1,300 personnel are on scene battling the fire, which has burned more than 42,000 acres in steep, difficult terrain. The fire has destroyed seven residences and nine outbuildings. Residents were forced to evacuate last week. They were allowed to return to their homes on Friday. Mandatory evacuations remain in effect for hundreds of others. California Highway Patrol officers from Crescent City responded to two multi-vehicle collisions on Saturday afternoon. The first incident involved three vehicles and sent six people to the hospital with injuries. The incident happened on Highway 101 at Ethler's Way when Shona Giacomella, headed southbound, collided with a vehicle driven by Janica Haycock, headed northbound. At the Eller stop sign, a third vehicle, driven by Daniel Armendaris, who was waiting at the stop sign, was then hit by Haycock's car. Each vehicle held two occupants, and all six were transported to Sutter Coast Hospital with various injuries. The cause of the collision remains under investigation, and impairment is not considered a factor. The Eureka City Council meeting that was scheduled for today has been canceled. The council will not meet again until the 17th of September. Humboldt County has received a $700,000 grant from the State Department of Housing and Community Development to assist first-time homebuyers. The county's low-interest assistance program will receive $600,000 for loans to qualified buyers who will not have to pay back the loan for 30 years or until they sell or rent the house. The county expects the funding to provide loans for seven new first-time homebuyers. The other funds will be used by the County Community Development Department to update its comprehensive economic development strategy. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata. Of course.
The second collision CHP officers from Crescent City responded to happened on Highway 199 just south of Shady Lane. Timothy Jolly was headed northbound on 199 following a vehicle driven by Shara Sunderland, and Jolly did not recognize that Sunderland had slowed to turn onto a private driveway. Jolly hit the rear of Sunderland's vehicle, which was then pushed into the southbound lane directly into the path of a third vehicle driven by Ricardo Caballero. The force of the impact crumpled Caballero's vehicle and caused major injuries to both he and his wife Barbara. The pair had to be extricated from their van by firefighters. Barbara was then airlifted to Medford due to the extent of her injuries, and her husband, along with Jolly, Sunderland, and her passenger, Dodd Bowden, were taken to Sutter Coast Hospital with minor injuries. The case remains under investigation, and impairment is not considered a factor. And another wildfire has erupted, but fire crews have gotten it in hand rather quickly. The Spanish fire was ignited north of Shelter Cove and has burned more than 100 acres, but firefighters have managed to contain the blaze. Poorly maintained roads have hampered the effort, but no structures are threatened, and the fire is 100% contained. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.